Gospel reading this morning comes from the second chapter of Matthew. A familiar story in the visit of Matthew. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." But King Herod and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I also may go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they went out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary and his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Eternal God, we are listening for your gracious word made flesh for us in Jesus Christ. Call us to come and see where he is, and teach us to believe in his name. Help us to do as he tells us, so that our lives might be signs of his glory. Pray in the name of Christ. Amen. The 59th chapter of Isaiah ends with a bold promise. God will come to Zion as Redeemer. The year, scholars believe, is 538 BC. The initial wave of exiles has come back to Jerusalem after their captivity in Babylon. The temple is to be rebuilt, the nation is to be reconstituted, and those who have been forced from their homeland will return. That's the theme of the middle chapters of the book of Isaiah, that God will once again dwell with Israel and will restore the glory of former days. Problem is, it doesn't happen overnight. In 538 BC, the political scene is gridlocked by partisan disagreement. The economy is 6 feet under. The wave of returning exiles turns out to be more of a trickle. Lots of Israelites decide they'd rather stay and take their chances in Babylon, which may not be home, but at least they know how to get to the grocery store. Bottom line, they have grave doubts about whether God can pull this restoration. They are dark days. Politics, economic woes, partisan divisions, skepticism. Stop me if any of this sounds familiar. And so in chapter 60, which Rachel read just a moment ago, the prophet speaks again, this time in brilliant technicolor language. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and God's glory will appear over you." Scholars think that the book of Isaiah comes not from one author, but three, who all land on the same themes. First, Isaiah, who writes the earliest chapter, says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. In a time of deep despair, this child is a visible, tangible reminder of God's promise. In Western Christian traditions, Epiphany always falls on January 6th, the day after the 12th day of Christmas. But since January 6th is only a Sunday every few years, we celebrate Epiphany on the Sunday immediately prior, like today. But the truth is, we're not sure when the Magi find the baby Jesus, or if it's in that stable in Bethlehem, or if it's in Bethlehem at all. For all we know, the baby did.
Lift up your eyes and look around, he says.
There's an old Quaker proverb that says, go with the light you have been given, and more will be given to you. The image I like best, similar to what Haley said, is of a parent handing a child a lantern or a flashlight in the darkness. The child says, but I can only see that far. The parent says, walk the edge of what you can see, and then you will be able to see. In this new year, my prayer for New Providence is that we, collectively and individually, will carry the light of Christ into all the dimly lit corners we encounter. Our office